Braves, Bulldogs, Falcons, Yellow Jackets, Hawks, Eagles. From the heart of Georgia, it's the Bill Shank Show.
All right, we really need somebody to call in for a second or two. Back in our broadcast here. Hour number three, Bill and Russ here at Tommy's Bakery and Cafe. We're here to tell you about the midweek, what's it called, sweet and treats.
Oh, thank you, sir.
And so Mr. Sadler has just brought, why, you gave him more lemon than you gave me chocolate.
That looks so good.
I cut the whole booger in a popping bag.
That looks awesome. So I got a chocolate, of course. Russ got lemon. Russ, I'm going to cut you a little piece of the chocolate if you'll give me a little piece of that lemon.
You got a deal.
I don't care if you eat the chocolate or not. I just want a piece of that lemon. That looks good. A hot funnel cake. And, man, it's so good. And tonight, Tommy will have the midweek sweets and treats. You get a funnel cake, powdered sugar, strawberry, peach, apple. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. There's a piece right there on the end for you. There you go. And raspberry, lemon, cherry, caramel, chocolate, and caramel. And they're hot funnel cakes. Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
It's like being at the fair again, ain't it?
Yeah. You ready to talk while I try this lemon when we're here, Tom?
Yeah.
Tell us about some of the other casseroles you got going while I take a little try this thing right here.
We got a good full selection of casseroles right now. Ain't no reason for anybody to have to cook supper if they don't want to. Come out and get you some. We've got poppy seed chicken and the baked spaghetti and chicken spaghetti. Well, chicken spaghetti is really good. Have you tried that one yet?
No.
You need to try that one. It's made with a yellow cheese sauce versus a red sauce. Really, really good. Really good. And green bean casserole, of course, sweet potato casserole, and baked spaghetti is a big one. Chicken divan. How's that lemon one, Russ?
Really good. I'm not Russ, but I'll answer.
Yeah.
He's busy. I like both of them are good. Just something sweet.
Yeah.
And
it's not overbearingly sweet. That's what I like about a funnel cake.
It's really good.
It'll kill the craving, and it's good. Not real heavy either. That's a good thing about funnel cakes. They're not real heavy.
You didn't put too much powdered sugar on it. Mm-hmm. You didn't go crazy with that like you're at the fair. You got a little bit of, you know, so we hope people will come by tonight.
Not going to get it all over you when you eat it.
True. That's right. You talk with your mouth open while you're on the radio.
Yeah.
Hey, one of the past, so tonight, 6 to 8:30.
6 to 8:30.
Mm-hmm. Come for a funnel cake and a glass of, what's that stuff called?
Milk.
Colored milk.
Hot coffee.
Ugh, gross.
Hot coffee.
When you start brewing that stuff, it'll be ready for me to go. You don't want to have the braise on when you're...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Of course.
Speaking of hot...
Till the sixth inning, we're turning it off.
Yeah. Good plan. You don't want to lose people walk out of here.
Yeah.
Speaking of hot, hot, cold, baby. Who's hot? Who's cold? Do we know who's hot and who's cold with the Atlanta Braves? I think it's pretty easy to predict this and to analyze this. This is, of course, brought to you by Pruitt Air Conditioning. Hot, cold, baby. Call the man. I like that slogan, too. And, my gosh, that bullpen. How can he have – I felt sorry for Brian Snicker last night. He was just beside himself. He didn't know what to do.
He don't have any hair to pull out of you. That's the problem.
None.
He can't pull his hair out.
None. You think it's distracting when we're eating this funnel cake on the radio?
Makes people want to come eat one.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's what it's all about.
But, I mean, seriously, could you imagine sitting in his office right now and trying to lay out your plan for the last however many innings you're going to need the bullpen to cover?
Because you know they got to try to do that going into a game, don't they? Who are we going to use tonight?
Yeah. You got to have a plan of, you know, who's worked the last few days, who needs a rest, who's available, right, who's not available, and how you want to line that up. But, I mean, if you're – I mean, like last night, Jesse Biddle didn't even record an out. So it's getting to a point now where I don't even know what you do. What you're going to end up seeing, and hopefully it's not tonight, hopefully we don't ever end up seeing – But you're just going to see a guy go out there and give up about six runs in an inning and just wear it, because we're kind of getting to that point right now.
He doesn't have a choice. I don't think he's got a choice.
But, Bill, is it – I mean, you're around it more than most people. Is it coaching?
No.
Pitching coaching? It's not
– mental. I mean, now, the pitching coach is gone right now. The pitching coach has a family matter that I don't even know what that's all about. Okay. So the bullpen coach has had to come in to be the pitching coach.
Okay.
But I don't think that's it. I think it's just mental. I think it's mental. I think they've gotten in their head so much because of the talk about the bullpen so much.
My God.
That's happened in the
mental
past.
Hit too. All of them?
I know.
Good Lord. I could see one or two of them, but the whole it's like.
Well, they had a pretty good showing the other day on Saturday. You know, they did fairly well on Saturday and then okay until Tommy came in on Sunday. And then, boom, here we go. Walks. It's the walks. Here's the thing. They didn't even have a whole lot of those walks score last night. It didn't matter. It still was part of the story for why they lost, and that was kind of part of the problem. And it's just too much to watch because, seriously, if you sit down in the eighth inning and watch the game and our reliever walks a batter to lead off the inning, you're like, I'm not going to watch this stuff. I'm going to watch something else. So it needs to be rectified.
You know, you played baseball for a team's hitting that really as a team, they're hitting well. And then you got to go back out in that outfield and sit there for that length of time and watch the pitcher give up walk after walk after walk when all you want to do is get back in there and hit the ball.
But the problem, I think, even more so is how can they legitimately say they feel like the front office is helping them be a championship team?
Oh, no doubt.
When there is no effort.
None.
I don't want to say no effort. That's too strong. There's no accomplishment in trying to fix what their biggest problem is. You can't say there's no effort. That's
perceived effort.
That it makes you think. Like I said, I got a tweet today. Are they on the phones or are they sitting around hoping this will just work itself out? That's probably a stupid question because you know they got to be working to try to get better. But when it's not happening, what are you going to think? They ain't doing nothing to fix the bullpen. That's the problem.
But, and when you went through an entire offseason where they didn't do anything to fix it. That's right. The thing. I mean,
you can't fix it in April.
No, you really can't. Yeah. I mean, because teams that would be trading pieces away right now, they're not going to do that because everybody's still trying to figure out who they are and what they're going to need. And I mean, you're probably, a month away? I mean, I think because of the competitive nature of the NL East and the fact that everybody in the NL East needs bullpen help, you'll probably see some trade movement a little bit earlier than you normally would, but we're still probably a month away from that, if not 5 weeks.
3 weeks in the trade deadline, July 31st, that tells you a lot. So, no, it's rough. So, who's hot, who's cold? Brought to you by Pruitt Air Conditioning. It's all about the bullpen being cold, and Ronald Acuna is hot. He's the best player in this sport. He's going to win the MVP award. Write it down. All right, I wanted to share this news for you. I just saw on Twitter. Many of you may remember when Luke Ford, the tight end from Illinois, who had played, was on Georgia's roster last year, left and transferred to back home to Illinois. Said that he wanted to be around an ailing, elderly grandfather. He transferred and then applied for immediate action and to be able to play immediately there. After all the different scenarios that have been agreed to by the NCAA. Luke Ford just tweeted at 4:32, my waiver got denied. Thanks for all your support. It's all in the Lord's timing. Now, I don't know the exact nature of what the wording was in his formal waiver request to be able to play immediately. I don't know if he didn't lawyer up or if he didn't have the right lawyer or what happened. But the fact that we have seen Tate Martell go from Ohio State to Miami. We have seen Jalen Fields go to Ohio State. And we have seen numerous others go to help me out here, Russ. I'm having a little
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts go to Oklahoma. Thank you. I'm sorry. Immediately. Play immediately. Being able to play immediately. And Luke Ford, who's just a tight end, have his waiver denied. What in the hell is wrong with the NCAA?
This is what they do. They pick and choose.
Unbelievable.
If Luke Ford was going from Illinois to Georgia, I guarantee you he'd be eligible. Think about all the schools you just named are the guys that are immediately eligible. The kid going from Coastal Carolina to Virginia Tech, not eligible. Kid going from Oklahoma State to Georgia Southern, not eligible. Kid going from Georgia to Illinois, not eligible. Kid going to Miami, eligible. Ohio State, eligible. Oklahoma, eligible.
Unbelievable.
There was another one today, offensive lineman from Virginia Tech, I believe, got denied.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
He has got denied.
And we never even heard what Justin Fields' exact official reason was for requesting the immediate, being able to play immediately at Ohio State. You know, it was talked about that it was because of the incident with the baseball player in the stands early in the season. That was not even officially listed as the reason why he was granted the waiver to play immediately.
What they did was they talked about how high of a caliber baseball prospect he was coming out of high school. And there was the insinuation that he would have wanted to play baseball.
And he wasn't even looked at by Scott Strickland on the baseball team. Mm-mm.
Brock Hoffman from Virginia Tech is the one that got denied.
Yeah, his mom has a brain tumor, so he transferred from Coastal to Virginia Tech to be closer to her.
Oh, my word.
And then Demetrius Robertson, who they said was homesick, got immediate eligibility. Nobody in his family had a brain tumor.
Yeah. That's just awful. I mean, look, we're not saying anything that's new, right?
No.
Nothing that we're saying as far as the NCAA is new.
We even joked yesterday when the guy on the stand in New York, the financier, I can't think of his name right off the top of my head, when he mentioned payment of players to places like Penn State and Alabama and those football programs, when you read the list, you know Pittsburgh and Northwestern are probably going to be the two schools that get in trouble for it, and everybody else will be scot-free. Because that's what they do. They pick and choose who they punish.
Until there is a football czar with complete authority over that sport, it's going to be a regular. I'll tell you what college football has become, college basketball. Basically, it's become, what was the number of players who transferred in college basketball last year?
It was over 1,000.
Unbelievable number of players and we know how corrupt college basketball is. It just is. There's just no doubt about it. College basketball is they probably cannot police college basketball because everybody would be on probation.
Yeah, there's no way.
I really think that's true.
That's why the FBI stepped in.
That's exactly right. They can't police themselves that sport because of the amount of corruption. But when these kids have a legitimate reason to try to play immediately, and you know, I guess it does kind of. I wonder. We've all heard the term that college football free agency is in play. For them to turn down these kids here like this, are they almost trying to send a message that you're wrong? Free agency is not in play? Is that what this is about?
Maybe. What they need to do is just get rid of the waiver process altogether. Because here's the thing. If you're transferring to be closer to a sick family member, whether or not you play on Saturday has nothing to do with you being close to that family member. So if you have a degree, you can play. If you don't, you sit out a year. Just make it simple.
But these players, I really do wonder how much these players who did not get the immediate waiver were lawyered up.
This one from Coastal Carolina said he did not have a lawyer.
There you go.
But he thought it was an open and shut case.
So, but if he had gone and gotten the same lawyer that all these other guys who did get the immediate waiver had gotten, his chances would have been. So if you'd have spent the money on paying God knows how many thousands of dollars to an attorney and lawyered up, you might have had a better shot at it.
Yeah, but an offensive lineman at Coastal Carolina is probably not going to have the money a quarterback at Georgia or Oklahoma does.
Absolutely.
I mean, you talk about the corruptness in college basketball. I mean, it's not like it's not happening in college football, too.
No doubt about it.
Joke.
I feel sorry for Luke Ford. I really do. And look, I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that his reasonings are the most legitimate in the world. I don't know. But if the precedent has been set, I'd sue the living hell out of the
NCAA. I would too. That's what's going to happen. You start to see lawsuits flying.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's what's going to have to shake them up.
The one that gets me more than anything is Tate Martell. He's from Nevada.
Unbelievable. I know.
I mean, and he's going to Miami. What in the world was that waiver about?
It was crazy. It's just BS. College football, it's a good thing we love it. Because if we didn't love what happens on Saturday between, you know, noon and midnight, 12 weeks a year, we would probably come to our senses and say, why would I watch this? It's just a bunch of bull crap. because it really is. But we love it, and we are going to flock to it every Saturday in the fall, and that's what we do. But, man, you just hear these stories. And not only the funny thing is now, the teams have been screwed by certain violations that weren't punished or weren't dealt with, or others that were dealt with and others were ignored, or others were ignored and others dealt with. Now you're getting into the personal level, mm-hmm. not just the program level, right. which to me is where we go back to what we were talking about the opportunity for litigation. And, all right, I didn't have the lawyer to get my waiver, but now that you've denied me, I'm going to go find me a damn lawyer to get what I want.
Well, and reportedly, I didn't have this pulled up, but supposedly somebody in the NCAA office said, well, she's getting better in reference to this kid's mother.
That's awful.
I mean, just what kind of human being That's are awful. You to say something like that to a kid whose mom? I mean, I don't know if you saw the pictures, Bill, but I mean, that, it's not like it was a little tumor either. It was right in the top of her head, about the size of a golf ball.
I saw. Yeah, that's the one that had the scar. Yeah, I saw that earlier today. That was extremely troubling, to be honest. It was troubling. Anyway, we are here at Tommy's. We got just a few moments left. Funnel cake's really good, Tom.
Yeah.
It'll work. I think it'll work tonight. I think people will come get some funnel cake.
Can I get a refill?
No. Yes, sir.
I'm just kidding. Powdered sugar, strawberry, peach, apple, raspberry, lemon, cherry, caramel, chocolate, and caramel. And it is really good stuff, especially when it's piping hot. It's delicious, the funnel cake. You can get that, hot glazed donuts, here at Tommy's, and probably whatever's left in the
cabinet. Left in the case, yeah. It's whatever kind of iced donuts.
Whatever me and Russ don't take home.
That's right.
Russ is trying to not. He just devoured the funnel cake, but he was trying to almost guilt me to not get a donut earlier. So.
No, I was trying to guilt you into getting a donut.
I know. Exactly. Oh, gosh.
That funnel cake was good.
Really,
man.
Really good. All right, let's get to a quick phone call here. 478-646-ESPN. John and Warner Robbins joined us. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing? To your NCAA thing, last year Clemson had a defensive lineman named Josh Bell, who transferred the first week after spring claiming his mom was dying. Took an official visit to Georgia, to Tennessee, before finally committing to South Carolina. And he was in the game last year against Carolina Clemson. He just quit football. His mom's healthy as a horse now. So I think the NCAA has used these situations kind of like a shakedown, like pay me, bribery maybe on the back end of this, and pay me for this guy, pay me for that guy. But there's no transparency with their waiver policy here. I'm with Russ, man. Get rid of it.
You know, the scary thing about what you just said is, as outrageous as that may sound to some, I don't know why we should be shocked that stuff wasn't going on. Right?
Oh,
why should
absolutely.
Be shocked at that? If that's the kind of thing that may be going on in the background, why would that floor us if it was reported next month that, oh, my gosh, those kind of payoffs are – I wouldn't be shocked. It's corrupt.
Yeah, like with UNC 4 or 5 seasons ago, where they got caught cheating with classes, and these guys got away with it scot-free. They were creating classes for their football players and basketball players to have an easy way to a degree or to be eligible, and got away with it. It's beyond me, and Cam Newton, too. It's crazy, dude.
North Carolina probably should have gotten the death penalty. From what I read, that was rough.
North Carolina staff should have brought out to the campus grounds and executed for the crap that they did. But, you know, I mean, you bring in money, you get old fat Roy Williams up there, Mr. Fake Headaches, when he's getting his behind beat. You know, it's just...
You're awful. You're right, but you're awful. All right, John.
Ooh, wow.
Well, it's a shame that something we love so much has a corrupt part of it that is out of control. There's no policing what's going on right now.
And that's why I think, you know, the restrictions that used to be placed on kids that transfer, drop that. Kid decides he wants to transfer, he can go anywhere he wants to that semester. He's enrolling in another school, but you have to sit out a year. Unless you already have your degree, you have to sit out a year.
Yeah,
that's the solution.
And that's what's a shame, too, Russ, is the fact that the graduate transfers that were becoming really interesting because it was almost helping kids get their degree at least, who cares about that anymore? That's not even talked about. Now, that's not even part of the offseason anymore. It's the damn transfer portal, which is crazy. Don't forget midweek sweets and treats here at Tommy's. Funnel cakes, glazed donuts, and coffee. Come on by 6 to 8:30 tonight. They'll have some music as well. All right, pick click time for the Braves. Who are you taking, Russ?
Oh, I don't know. Whoever comes up for the Reds in the eighth. No, I'm kidding. I'll take Ronald Acuna again.
He's good.
Hard to go wrong.
Tomorrow's his one-year anniversary. I'll take Mike Soroka. Mike, have a low pitch count and pitch deep in the game, son. Thank you very much for being with us. For Russell Brown, I'm Bill Shanks. We're back tomorrow at 3 for now. Braves baseball is next. Thanks for listening to the Bill Shanks Show.